This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Spent the weekend trying to find lactating men, starting a new business, providing baby formula to the starving children of America. And things aren't going so well. Haven't found very many pregnant men, but I'm still looking. If you know of any, please let me know. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, folks. Glad you're with me. Always like spending time with you. 844-551-8255. When you consider the actions of Democrats, you have to wonder, why do they fight so hard against us? Against sanity. Now, we are logical, pensive, thoughtful people. Most of us are not radicals in any way, shape, or form. In fact, when we're wrong, we willingly admit it. We recognize it, and we admit it. The sign of maturity. You don't get defensive. I mean, maybe some of you do. If you were like me, let me just go ahead and tell you. In my 40s, I was defensive. Why are you talking to me? I was always like, well, why are you asking? Well, you know, and it's because it's PTSD from having grown up where you're accused of things, or you feel like life is against you and you've got to always have this ready answer. And I will admit it sharpened my wit, but it didn't make me a good person in the sense that you're always in defense mode. What's your angle? Isn't life better when somebody asks you a question and you don't think of it as like there's an angle? What are you trying to get from me? What have I done wrong? Or anything close to what appears to be paranoia. How about you just, somebody asks you a question, and you take it as an innocent question. Where have you been? You're like, oh, geez, what, you mean for vacation or you mean just now? As opposed to, what do you mean where have I been? What are you talking about? What are you trying to accuse me of? Because I was that dude. And sometimes you do it because you're guilty of something. But many times you're defensive about a question just because you think I'm going to try to play chess and outthink you. How about this, people in America? How about you just believe that the person asking the question is innocently asking it? You're not a part of a murder mystery. It isn't a cop show. You're not under interrogation. But see, leftists are always, they feel that way. They feel on the defensive. Because they're always up to something. They always have an ulterior motive. And they figure you're trying to ferret it out. Because if you're smart, you are. I'm so glad you guys are with me. I love these types of shows. Because they get into the psyche of leftism. Think about it. For just a second. What I just told you. When you say something to a leftist. Like, where have you been? They're like, uh-oh. They're on to me. Uh-oh, he knows I was snooping in his drawers in order to look for his hidden compartment where he keeps his money. Or he knows I was snooping in his drawers because I was trying to figure, you know, whatever. They're always up to something, and so they have this sense of paranoia. And here's the other thing. They always wonder, do you know what I'm up to? Are you on to me? And that's why when you say, where have you been? They're like, oh, he's on to me. He's not a private investigator, whatever. And they get paranoid. And then you know what they do? They do what's human nature. They accuse you. If you go, if you catch them snooping in your wallet, like, why are you looking at me? What are you doing in my wallet? With my wallet? Well, just because, you know, I was wondering why you might be doing something with my wallet. And you're like, that makes no sense. Well, of course it makes no sense because you were probably thinking about doing something about why, why. And by the time it's all said and done, you're going, did I ever touch that person's wallet? Unless you're like me and you go, don't try to get off the subject. Let me check your pockets. You know, I'm going to start calling my credit card. You better go into detective mode the minute you catch a leftist doing something, because I'm going to tell you something. Well, what's the saying? They said it in Ray. Scratch a lie, you catch a thief. That's the deal. Anytime you get on the surface of something with the left, I promise you, it's much deeper. It's much deeper. And that's why they live in a state of paranoia. And as I say, being found out and just being wrong. Think about the pathology of what I've talked about many times on this show, of a pathology of a liar and being found out you're a liar. You get mad at the person that finds out you're a liar. Loan some money to a leftist and then ask for it back. They get mad at you for asking back the money that you loaned them. It ain't like you need it or anything. I mean, why are you asking for it back? I mean, I know it was a loan and everything, but man, you got a nice car. You got a nice house because it's my money. If you are a conservative and you're giving somebody money back, I'll tell you the difference. When you're a conservative and you give somebody money back that they've loaned to you, you give it back with the idea of, I so appreciate what you did for me. Thank you so much. Leftists give it back with scorn. Like, I can't believe you. And by the way, they don't just give it back. You have to go get it. You got to give reminders. You know, I mean, come on, man. How long? I told you a month. It's been 3 months since I gave you that loan. Oh, yeah, but man, I mean, those are things that have come up. And I mean, it ain't like you need it. I'm putting you in the mindset of these people because I want you to understand why you get these reactions. You say, Kevin, why do black people vote for Democrats? You know, why are leftists always seeming to err on the side of lunacy? Because they've been found out. You pointed out, you know why they hate me? You know why leftists hate me? Because I know the game. Every time they bring me game, I go, please. Y'all know I'm Negro, please, is my answer to a lot of stuff. Don't try to pull it over on me. Because as we say in the black community, game, no game. I know when you're trying to run game on me. So I'm not going to tolerate it. Don't bring me your, well, man, you don't understand, Kev, because it's a black. Well, don't give me the black thing. Or, Kevin, there's no way for you to put yourself in the situation of a woman. Don't give me the woman thing. Well, Kevin, you ain't gay, so, man, you don't give me the LGBTQ thing. Don't give me the xenophobia. Don't give me the Islamophobia. None of it. I'm a human being, and I understand it all. And you're not going to pull me. You're not going to run game on me. And that's why they hate it, because they know I'll call them out. Now, ultimately, let me tell you what you as a conservative would think of that. You say, Kev, I like you, man. You know why? Because you keep it real. You don't tell me that wear something that's going to give me muffin top. You will let me know. You ain't wearing that, are you? Because you look fat. You got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Imagine life as a Democrat.
I know. It's ugly. I'm sorry to just come at you that hard. I should have issued a trigger warning.
Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Life as a Democrat, the constant, ongoing lie. That's what you're living. If you're a Democrat, you don't have to believe me, but you know it to be true. If you're a Democrat listening to this program, you're in reform. You're trying to better yourself. Good for you. Just to be clear, I'm not God. You may think of me as that because you've been living on the other side of this thing for so long that you're hearing my beautiful words and you're going at Kevin Jackson. He touches me. Not in that Democrat way. He touches me in that conservative, pragmatic, truth way. I just love me. I love me some Kevin Jackson. I know how you feel. I feel very much the same about myself. because I'm not getting up living this stupid leftist lie every single day. The fact, folks, if you are a Democrat, you must lie, number one, about yourself to yourself, about who you are. And then next, you gotta lie about everything around you. You have to look at what's good and make it bad. You have to look at what's bad and make it good. I'll give you an example. You have to look at BLM and not recognize the inherent racism of the terrorist group. You have to look at Antifa and ignore an anarchist group that is completely antithetical to its name. You have to live with this and go, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. And everybody that brings it up, oh, go, Black Lives Matter. You're white folks raising their fists. Yes, black people are so much better, and they're so downtrodden, and they're so stupid, and we've got to help them. And you have to believe this nonsense. And then you got to be careful where you put it and how you say it, because if you say that to the wrong BLM guy, they will beat you up or kill you. You got to be so careful. And don't you dare say all lives matter. Don't you do it, because you will catch the wrath of the leftists like you wouldn't believe. Now you're saying to yourself, Kevin, this is old news, baby. It isn't old news. It's the same news. Whether we're talking about BLM when it started and when they shot cops in Dallas, or Antifa when they were turning over cop cars and burning it and beating up people in Portland and Seattle and other places. You know what? Hey, that's the legit stuff that's going on with all these terrorist groups at the time. It's still going on now. Maybe there's a whole new different group of terrorists. Let me think. Like the people who are camped in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses? And let me tell you, if you're a leftist and you're looking at this, and then you look at J6, that's January 6th, that's slang on the street for January 6th. You look at J6 and know that people that did nothing to anybody, they did not terrorize anybody, are languishing in jails over this country, being treated like enemy combatants. And there are leftists who have threatened members of the Supreme Court over a document leaked by a leftist in order to do what? To cause unity in the United States? See, I can put it all together because I have that kind of mind. Thank you, Jesus. I have that kind of mind that can put this stuff together and make sense of it. And as I said in the original segment, first segment of this particular broadcast, how can you be a Democrat and wake up and fight hard against sanity? Because that's what you're doing. How do you fight against people on our side, who want nothing but the best for you, your family, and your posterity? How do you fight against us unless you're just a bonehead idiot, brain dead moron? Yep. You lie to yourselves. You lied about everything around you. The fact is that you are in a cult who will destroy you, even kill you, if you dare try to escape. And I want you to consider all that the Democrats have to process, people, as you pay attention to the words of Kevin Jackson on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The lies that they must process on a daily basis. Not one lie, not two lies, a multitude of lies, too many to even contemplate. You want me to recap some, and then we'll get into just one for this segment? How about the lie of Russian collusion? Yeah. How about all the lies told about Donald Trump? How about all the lies that they told during the administration of Trump that tried to put, that got people arrested, that changed people's lives? Do you think the Democrats have looked back on Paul Manafort or Papadopoulos or Mike Flynn and said, you know, we're really sorry about this whole Russian collusion thing? Mike Flynn almost lost his house. He a three-star general, a patriot to this country. And you know what they were willing to do? Burn him at the stake. All Manafort did was spend 3 weeks or so as Trump's chief advisor or campaign manager. That's all it took for them to want to ruin his life. Papadopoulos even less. Carter Page, remember what they tried to do to him? He's an FBI working with the FBI. They made him out to be a spy. I could go on. Do they care? Of course not. But boy, they act like they care. Don't they care about the little women and the children and especially the little black children? They love the black children. This is what they do. So So they're professional liars, professional scoundrels, and they got to wake up every day. And you know what they did? Hoping that the Democrats don't point their machine at them. And that's why they don't leave. They're afraid. Their lives, as they know it, are over. They might as well go into witness protection if they try to leave. They lose all their friends. How many friends have you lost as conservatives because somebody found out that you differ politically, that you don't want to vote for the person that they wanted to vote for? Let me put it another way, conservatives. Would you abandon a friend of many years because they voted for somebody you didn't like? I doubt it. You would agree to disagree. Not these clowns. Why? Because it's part of the cult. The cult says, don't let anybody know that Kevin Jackson's a friend of yours, despite whatever he's done for you in your life. How much help and growth and nurturing that you've had from that individual. No, 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 no. Don't you do it. But just think about this. If you had to wake up as a Democrat, and the first thing every morning over the last 18, 19 months has been Joe Biden is your leader. And you have to rationalize this. You have to rationalize that an octogenarian, an almost 80-year-old dude, which I don't care about his age, but I do care about his mental capacity, a guy who does not even understand the problems that he created. We played a clip of Joe Biden. You would think that the food shortage was Donald Trump's fault. When everybody was eating, there was no baby food shortage under Trump. But Joe Biden doesn't even have the mental capacity to say it's not Trump's fault. He's blaming Trump. And I'm going to tell you, he probably legitimately believes it. But how would you like to wake up knowing that's your dude? Man, that's my boy right there. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's my boy. Let me tell you, I woke up every day proud that Donald Trump was our president. I didn't have to like him, but I was like, shoot, man, this is a dude to get stuff done. He's that handyman around the house. I don't have to like Raul. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump took to Truth Social on Wednesday to attack mail-in voting amid problems with the process in Pennsylvania. On primary day, Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned because of a printing error. Trump-endorsed Mehmet Oz pulled ahead of David McCormick by about 2,000 votes, with more than 1.3 million ballots counted. Results are not expected to be announced for several days. The U.S. Soccer Federation has reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally. That makes the American national governing body the first in the sport to promise both sexes matching money. The federation has announced separate collective bargaining agreements through 2028 with the unions for both national teams. This is USA Radio News. Nearly half of President Joe Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers are bogus, according to a new audit. The audit, conducted for the social media giant by software firm SparkToro and reported by Newsweek, found that 49.3% of the president's followers are fake followers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is attempting to buy Twitter and has expressed concern over sham accounts. A new South Carolina law bans biological males from women's sports. The Save Women's Sports Act was passed by the South Carolina General Assembly on May 10th and signed by Governor Henry McMaster on Monday. The law is designed to ensure fair opportunities are preserved for all children to compete in sports, which is based on the student's biological sex listed on the official birth certificate. And President Biden received a briefing on efforts to prepare for hurricane season. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is Delaware in the house? Anybody from Delaware? Because I
want to
see after this is over.
Welcome back. Delaware, is Delaware in the house? And did you check? Biden's trying to be cool. Is Delaware in the house? Raise the roof. The roof. The roof. The roof is on fire. As we used to say in the club, black clubs. And the rest of it was, it don't even matter, let the MF burn. That's what we would say in clubs. And so here's Biden. Is Delaware in the house? Who's up in his mother, man? Come on, y'all, speak to me. I'm up in his mug. Come on, y'all. He's trying to be all cool, right? He's relating to people, and people are, whoo, yeah, Delaware. Delaware of all places. What, population 3? Oh, my gosh. But Joe Biden, he's cool, right? He's trying to show a new face. Man, this guy's got the world. The world is on fire. And does he even know? I don't need to make any more Depends jokes or old people jokes about Joe Biden. It is a dangerous world with somebody with his mental capacity who be left cheated into office, and they expect him to actually perform. What a pathetic world of leftism that they live in. Wow. Anyway, Melania Trump was asked, short interview, they only showed a clip of it, but here's a piece of it, but she's asked about the state of the world. And what's cool about this is, you hadn't seen Melania in forever. She hasn't changed a bit. She's still every bit as lovely. And I go back to the 4 years of, I think when the public, when history writes what it does about the Trumps, what they did to the Trump family as president is unprecedented. Melania Trump, on the cover of No Magazine, the treatment of this woman, who is nothing but a stellar representative of the American dream, coming to this country as an immigrant, a legal immigrant, succeeding, marrying a very accomplished man who, before, even without being president, her life was a dream. Then she becomes first lady, and I don't know that she ever felt that way. Anyway, here she is.
With former First Lady Melania Trump, here's a little sneak peek. Watch.
Being out of D.C. and having that time, what do you make of
the state of the country right now?
I think it's sad to see what's going on if you really look deeply into it. I think a lot of people are struggling and suffering, and what is going on around the world as well. So it's very sad to see, and I hope it changes fast.
It's been in the news. As someone who loves children and is dedicated so much to their betterment, how do you feel when you see shortage of baby formula and families just struggling to get basic items like that?
It's heartbreaking to see that they are struggling and the food is not available for children in 21st century in United States of America.
Why is it happening?
Leadership.
Leadership or lack thereof?
Yeah.
Leadership or the lack thereof, which lends me to one other thing. And this is why I can't stand rhinos. I'm going to play a clip of Lindsey Graham, and Waters is theoretically calling him out on his comments about Biden. And I want to dissect this for a bit, because to me, this is the lesson in lack of leadership. It's a lesson in rhinoism. It's a lesson in not having a backbone and being able to understand the bigger game that's being played by the left. And see, here's what I say to conservatives. I don't see this as a game. When people describe this as a game, it almost makes me upset, because I think to myself, if you think this is a game, you are in the wrong, you're in some alternative universe. This is no game. This is your life. Think about that 2 years that, or a year and a half or whatever it was, you spent locked down wearing a mask, potentially losing your job. Maybe you did because you didn't get a vaccine, or you were forced to get it. And then the number of people who died because of it, and all the lies told during that period. And you gleefully, oh, it's no problem, I'll do it. Are you kidding me? Would you want to go through that again? How much time do you have left? Say you have 10 more years. Would you want that to be your life for the next 10 years? Or do you want to go through have a free world where you can go look at whatever the wonders are that God put into your brain, whatever it is, whether that wonder is fly fishing on some lake in Colorado or spending time with your kids, great grandkids, you know, skiing with friends, whatever it is, how do you want to spend it? So as you analyze what I'm talking about, ask yourself, we don't even have that many years left. What about your kids? What are you leaving them? This is no game. So when I talk to you about projects and doing things, let me tell you, I live an okay life. It needs to be better. It needs to be easier. I need to know that bills are going to get paid, which is why, you know, we're starting projects to make sure that our organization is funded. But whether you do it or not, I'll be fine. But it is no game to me. I start projects to essentially make the next series of elections easier on us, changing hearts and minds, not amassing a fortune so I can brag about my good, you know, the goodies I have. If I wanted to do that, I would just go be a Democrat. If I wanted an easy life, I would turn against you. I'd go become a Democrat, and I would be filthy rich before you know it. And I would probably do like most of them. I'd say, I got mine. Let me go buy myself some BLM houses in California and elsewhere. And I'll just fade into the woodwork. And me and Con Colors will be laughing at you white people going, man, did we fool them, Kev? Yeah, girl, look at you with your big houses. Which one are we going to stay in next? Anyway, here's the clip I wanted to play about Lindsey Graham.
New York Times reporters, you said that Joe Biden would be the man to heal the country and unite us and bring us all together. Let's listen and get your reaction.
We'll actually come out of this thing. Moments like this reset. People have calmed down. People who are, I don't want to be associated with that. This is a group within a group. And what this does, it would be a rallying effect for a while. It says we're better than this.
And Biden knows that, right?
Yeah, totally. He'll be maybe the best person to have, right? I mean, how bad can you get it for Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, the best person to have? Yeah. Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I was wrong. You know, I've known Joe for
30 years. He's a nice guy, but he's been a disaster as president. You know, this was literally happening on the day of January the 6th, and I was hoping that President Biden could bring us together. Common sense tells you you want the president to be successful. But not only has he failed to bring us together, he has made us less safe. He's ruined our economy. All the bad guys are moving around the world. They didn't do this on Trump's watch because they're afraid of him. Nobody fears Joe Biden abroad, and at home his policies are failing. So, yes, I would have loved him to be successful, but the truth of the matter is he has not been. It's now time to pick a new president. That comes in 2024. Take back the Senate in 2022. Help the Ukrainians beat the Russians in Ukraine so they don't keep going throughout the Europe and rewrite the map. And try to stop China from taking Taiwan and secure our border. We got a mess on our hands, but you know what? I'm optimistic. There's no other place I'd rather live than the United States.
See, the thing that bothers me most about Lindsey Graham is that he never should have acknowledged January 6th. And that's what the rhinos do. They buy into this stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Lindsey Graham knows better. Look, if I did nothing more as a Republican leader, if I were Trump, I'd gather people together. I'd say, look, we may not always agree, but do we agree that the other side is evil and they want to do bad things to this country? Now, I don't believe there's an evil person on our side. You may be self-serving. You may be, you know, corrupt to some degree, but you're not evil. You're redeemable. They're not. So can we agree that we're going to always essentially be of an accord that whatever these people do, there's an orchestrated attempt to do something against us? And then, so when January 6th comes up, everybody holds firm and says, wait a minute, we're going to investigate this. We're not going to let this go. You know what the rhino Republicans do? They readily, immediately jump on the other side with the Democrats. They think it's a badge of honor to do it. Where, look at us, we're able to get on both sides of an issue. There is no both sides of an issue when somebody is blatantly wrong or blatantly corrupt and evil. And that is what the Democrats are. But Lindsey Graham and McConnell and McCarthy and John McCain and many others, that is the first thing they do. They see it as some sort of badge of honor. Like, look at me. I'm able to look at the other side. We've already looked at the other. Look, I tell you all the time, folks, there are things that, you know, you need to be pensive about. You need to be thoughtful about. And then there are other things that you go, I know I'm right about this. I don't need to get on the other side of this issue. I don't have to rethink everything in my life to know what's right and wrong. That's what's called getting experience and having a firm understanding of right versus wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, you know, this, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that. So that was a pretty scary period,
right,
where the world didn't go on alert, including the United States, nearly as fast as it needed to.
That was Bill Gates explaining that the Wu flu was not as dangerous as they thought, and also that we jumped to too many conclusions, which led to all the destructive things that came in the aftermath. That's what the bottom part of that was. It didn't seem like it, but that's what it was. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's everything I told you. I told you this Wu flu, this whole nonsense. Now that we're looking back, I want you to just think of this. All the experts. Here's the one of the richest guys in the world who's paying people, who's literally paying off people. Bill Gates is a eugenicist. He believes the world is too overpopulated. He wants all these vaccines, etc. And he's circling back going, you know what? We may have jumped to conclusions. Maybe our experts were wrong. There's no maybe to it. Welcome. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Think what you want about, you know, I don't have any opinion that people, some people hate Bill Gates. I don't hate him. I don't love him. All I can tell you is I think that him coming back tells you all, circling back and saying we were wrong, tells you all you need to know about these super wealthy guys that think they know everything. Then they go out and get their so-called experts who know nothing. And these people then hold dominion over us and can radically change our lives. And I'm going to tell you, if you didn't get a feeling for what it felt like to be a slave or to be so insignificant, I don't know where you were. This was pathetic what we allowed these people to do. I'm going to shift gears because we got a lot to talk about today and not a whole lot of time. I want to move on. Tell you what Joe Biden used to say, or what he said recently when he was honoring Rob Portman, who's leaving the Senate, a Republican. And Biden wants him to know he's very civil. He wants to go back to the days of civility where Joe Biden used to lunch with segregationists and other racists, a.k.a. Democrats of his ilk. Here he is.
We always used to fight like hell. And even back in the old days when we had real segregationists like Eastland and Thurman and all those guys. But at least we end up eating lunch together. Things have changed. We got to bring it back. And Rob, I'm sorry you're leaving because you're one of the good guys. I mean because the way you treat other senators, the way you treat everybody. I appreciate it.
There he is, Mr. Unifier himself, Mr. Civility, the guy that challenges people to fights, push-up contests, calls women dog-faced pony soldiers, refers to minorities in the despicable ways, talks about the segregated parts of his town when I go to the black sections of my town and things like this. But he's happy that Rob Portman brought civility. The demented clown who knows that they cheated their way into office, but he readily accepts the cheat. No problem. The demented clown who is a pathological liar who plagiarizes speeches and admits, I like having lunch with these segregationists. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had said that or had anywhere near the track record of Joe Biden, the father of a crackhead son who doesn't take care of his kids and who's known for not only hanging out with prostitutes, which I don't have any moralism, fine, I don't care. Think, do what you want with your body, guys, if you don't want to have a girlfriend, or women if you don't want to have a boyfriend. It ain't for me to moralize about it. But he wants to put it on camera and let his laptops get stolen so he can be compromised, the compromised kid of a sitting fake president. But Joe Biden says, my son's one of the best guys in the world. He's a stand-up guy. Yeah, he's a stand-up guy, all right. Depends on what standards you judge by. Given Joe Biden's standards, you're right. Hunter Biden is a stand-up guy by Joe Biden's standards. raised by Dr. Jill and pathological liar Joe the Clown Biden himself, Joe the creepy Uncle Joe that everybody knows, the guy who molested or sexually abused Tara Reid that we don't get to talk about, the guy that, as I said, lies about everything, is a racist of the worst kind because he doesn't even realize it half the time, an anachronism stuck in the 1950s, who still sees black folks as subservient, women as subservient. Oh, he plays the game all right, but that's what he thinks in his brain. You don't have to guess. Watch his actions. And this is the guy that people cheated into office. Oh, what's he think about you, conservatives?
Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state changes the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Welcome back, extremist. Hey, you know what? I am a proud extremist. If I'm part of the MAGA crowd, I'm a proud extremist because Joe Biden is not telling you the truth. What Joe Biden said is the MAGA people are the most amazing citizens of the world in history. You want to know why? It's made up of Tea Party people. Did you guys see Dr. Oz? Trump made he's back Dr. Oz. People are questioning Oz. Trump was at his rally in Pennsylvania. He brings in Dr. Oz, and people booed. See, what's beautiful about that is despite loving Trump, being at his rally, when they brought up the guy that people did not support, an overwhelming number of that crowd went, boo, we don't accept everything that Trump says. When Trump trotted out the heir of Johnson & Johnson's fortune, the MAGA crowd said, boo, we don't like what you did. Now, listen, Johnson & Johnson, they did what they were told. They made a good corporate decision. I probably would have done the same thing. But they make other products. They make ear swabs and things like that, cotton balls. They make a lot of stuff. I'm not just going to hold them responsible for this Wu flu nonsense, but, you know, they got to play the game. But they got booed. We are not lockstep just because we like Trump. I think that's what that showed. The left is never going to mention that. Anyway, let me show you what Psaki had to say about Joe Biden's definite healing and uniting of the country with that statement about what they're going to do next. They're going to separate LGBT students. She gets asked.
The president said today, what happens if you have states change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? What is he talking about?
Well, I think, Peter, we've seen extreme laws that target LGBTQ families, their kids across the country. And I think what he's saying is we don't know what they're capable of, given what they've already done today.
Which state is trying to segregate LGBTQ children in the classroom?
Well, I think we've seen laws that are incredibly discriminatory. That's what the president's referring to. And the fact that he doesn't know what additional steps could be taken by extreme wings of the party that would rather divide rather than work on issues that the American people actually are focused on and actually impacting them.
Absolute nonsense. You guys know it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is why I love being a conservative. This is why I love circling back on the things that these people say. Never letting them forget it. Because they want us to forget it. They want us to let it go. Don't remember what I said. Go back and listen to what Joe Biden said about black folks, about Pakistani people, about women, and so on. Go back. I dare you. If you're a Democrat, I dare you to go listen. Go listen to the ways his press secretary covered for him. We'll circle back. We'll circle back. We'll get more to Psaki in a minute. They don't want to tell you the truth about this guy because the truth hurts the Democratic Party. I wake up every morning knowing that I got nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not the sanctimonious pig that the left wants you to believe that I am. I'm smart enough to know that they are sanctimonious pigs.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.